Well, Thursdays, we like to find out what's doing around the Singleton LGA. Today, we're joined by General Manager Jason Lanone. He's happy because his Knights are definitely in the semi-finals this year. How are you, mate?
Mate, I'm going really good. Beautiful weather, and yeah, NRL semi-finals around the corner, and for the second year in a row, we're there.
Locked up seventh place. How deep do you think they can go?
Yeah, I'm not sure. You never know when you turn up semi-finals. It's like a whole new competition, isn't it?
Yes.
My main concern is that we just haven't had that continuity where we've had our best players in the park all year, and that might be something to sort of hold us back going into the semis, because whilst they've been really good the last 5 or 6 weeks, that foundational work you do early in the season, getting those combinations to work under pressure, might find us wanting. But I think we've set up a really good platform going into the semis, and more importantly, into next year.
All right. Well, hopefully we'll see some good news for the red and blue very soon. Let's get on to what's happening around Singleton. A cancellation in regards to COVID. What's that affected on this occasion?
Yeah, disappointing. Like a lot of things, disappointing with COVID. But we've had, in conjunction with the Lone Pine School of Infantry, we've had to cancel the Freedom of Entry Parade, which has been scheduled for the 16th of October.
Right.
There's just too much uncertainty, and so much logistics and so much planning to go into these events. It's highly unlikely we'd be able to hold it, so we made the decision to put it up. We're not cancelling, we're postponing. So we're looking to do it sometime in 2022.
All right, looking forward to that. Also, can we get an update on the Arts and Culture Centre, mate?
Yeah, gee whiz, every time you drive past or walk past, there's something new happening there. It's really, really, really impressive and a really exciting project for our community. It's around $7 million.
Boy, that would be big.
I've made it big all of a sudden, haven't I? But yeah, $7 million spend, and it's going to be a wonderful facility for our community. It's really helped us launch in that next phase, the next stage of how we see arts and culture playing a really important role in our social capital, and our economic diversity, and our community livability. So the roof's on, all the walls are going on, all that external work's happening. In the next couple of weeks, we'll see sculpture park being done, we'll see car parks, paving. Then we move into the internal fit-out. That's when we're starting to get near to that point where we're getting ready to open up. So we have had some delays with COVID. We have had some delays with the flooding that we experienced earlier in the year, but they're not massive delays. We've been very fortunate, really good project management approach with this, good contractors on site. So the latter parts of this year were still very helpful to be open to the community.
Good to hear. Now, Sue announced yesterday applications are open for community projects and programs in relation to the Community and Economic Development Fund.
Yeah, how cool is this? This is a really significant change in how we deal with voluntary planning agreements. Our council decided a few years ago that we didn't want to always be in the here and now. We wanted to have a strategic view. We wanted to think about intergenerational equity. So we've been reserving a lot of those VPAs that we've been negotiating with mining companies. And we thank Glencore, we thank the Bloomfield Group for being a part of this. And we've got a nice little reserve now set up. And this is the first iteration of calling for applications from the community for projects that are going to help us build long-term socio-economic benefits. And not only socio-economic, long-term environmental benefits. So a really exciting project. Yeah, anywhere up to $500,000 worth of money is available this time round. Projects need to be at least $10,000
All right, mate. And last of all, I wanted to say a big thank you to all of your staff for getting out and making things look beautiful for spring that's upon us now.
Yeah, it's funny because we always talk about our parks and gardens guys, and those people who look after our public domain, that they get a quiet time during winter. They don't. Because during winter, they're doing all that fundamental work to make sure that when summer does roll around, they've got a bit more capacity. So our community hopefully has been down Ryan Avenue and seen the wonderful work they've done. They've completely replanned all those garden beds along Ryan Avenue. They've done a really major spring cleanup of John Street for the main street. They've even been up near the railway station, pruning back all those oleanders that are along next to the railway station.
Yep.
All the broadleaf spraying. So the guys have done a lot of work to make sure that when we move in the summer, moving in a really busy period, they're well positioned. And then town is looking wonderful.
It is definitely looking wonderful. Looking forward to getting down there and visiting Singleton when I get out of lockdown like the rest of us here in the Hunter. Jason Lanone, as always, thank you very much, mate. We'll speak again.
Thanks, Bear. My pleasure. All the best to you and the listeners, and go the Knights.